from the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City, Iowa, as we get set for pool play day number two. We're on court number two. Day number three, I should say, court number two. Oh, it's all a blur when you get to this point of the tournament. Do you hope that the volleyball players are holding up better than those on press row? The Dort College defenders going through their warm-up paces, getting set to take on the Grandview Vikings. The Dort College defenders, 2-0 in pool play. They got here with a pair of victories over St. Francis and Madonna. They won both of those in sweep fashion. Grandview, same story. They beat St. Francis and Madonna 3-0. So that's where we're at right now. The Dort College defenders come into the match with a 24-7 mark. Grandview is 31-6. Interestingly enough, these two teams played back in September in Des Moines. And in that match, the Dort College defenders were without their first-team All-American, Brooke Granstrom. The Dort College defenders able to hang on for the 5-set victory. For Grandview, they're going to say, well, they're a different team than they were as well. They have shaken things up in their lineup, and they've gone through some setter transitions. And from what I saw last night and the night before, the Grandview Vikings and Dort College defenders, it makes a lot of sense that they would be seated right next to each other in this field. Dort College, the number 8 seed, Grandview, number 9. Interestingly enough, the two teams were tied for the 8th seed, if you will, or number 8 in the most recent NAIA coaches poll. And the Dort College defenders, the number 1 seed in the pool by virtue of their head-to-head victory over the Grandview Vikings. Let's take a break with a look at the teams you'll be hearing about for both squads right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. The Grandview Vikings enter play today with a 31-6 mark. Some of the players you'll be hearing about for them, their big hitters are Autumn Wood, a 5'8 freshman from La Vista, Nebraska, averaging 1.2 kills per set. Taylor Wells is a 6-foot senior from Des Moines, averaging 3.1 kills per set. She also has 83 ace serves. Is a 6'1 junior from Clinton, Iowa, averaging 3.2 kills per outing. Courtney Twitt is a 6-foot sophomore from West Des Moines, averaging 2.5 kills and 1.0 blocks. And Ashley Prussia is a 6'2 freshman from Amana, Iowa, averaging 1.2 kills per set. For the Dort College defenders, Aubrey Drake is a back row specialist. She's a 5'4 sophomore from Rock Island, averaging 2.3 digs per set. Jill Scouten's a defensive specialist, 5'8 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 3.8 digs per outing. Julia Lindbergh is a 6'1 sophomore from Margate, Florida, averaging 2.1 kills per outing. Emma Altena is a 5'11 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 2.8 kills. She has 48 ace serves this year. Number 13 is Jamie Gaysink, a 5'10 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 10.7 assists and 2.6 digs. Granstra, a 4-time first-team all-conference player. She's a 5'11 senior from Sioux Center, averaging 4.2 kills, 2.7 digs, and nearly a block per set. Summer Jansen is a defensive specialist. She is a 5'10 junior from Sheldon, averaging 2.4 digs with 14 ace serves. Elizabeth Keel is a 6-foot senior from Orange City, averaging 1 block and 1.9 kills. Haley Moss is a 6'6 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 1.9 kills and 0.9 blocks per set. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We'll take one more break, and we'll be back with volleyball from Sioux City right after. We are going through the final introductions before tonight's contest. Court number two running slightly ahead of schedule as opposed, or I should say, close to on schedule than the other two courts. Court number one has about 17 minutes to go before they get started. Court number three, that's the match involving Midland, one of the teams. Midland and Oklahoma City, I believe. That's got 5 minutes. The other one has Park against Lords, with the winner advancing on to elimination play. And the loser will be out. Corbin defeated Morningside in that pool earlier, so Corbin is into the elimination bracket. The Dort College defenders and Grandview Vikings both have spots already locked up in the elimination bracket. It will be, they will both be in the field of 16 tomorrow morning, beginning at 9 o'clock. The winner of this one will play the runner-up in Pool G. And we can't project who that will be yet. It will be one of three teams. Corbin is in the elimination bracket. We just don't know if they're the champion or runner-up yet. Park and Lords are playing for the right to move on. If Park wins, they are the champion. If Lords wins, I believe they will be the champion and Corbin will be the runner-up. The winner of, the loser of this match will be playing tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. Quarterfinals also being played out tomorrow. Those will start with play at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, and there will be a second set of quarterfinals at 8:15 tomorrow evening. We are just about set for volleyball. Dort College in their white jerseys, black numbers trimmed in gold. Grandview, their red jersey tops. And they have white numbers, and doesn't look like they are trimmed out. The libero for Grandview is in a gray jersey with red numbers trimmed in white. For Dort College, Summer Jansen is in her black jersey top with white lettering and numerals. The libero is Heather Pula for Grandview. We are underway with volleyball. Wells receives for Grandview. Wells on the attack. Unable to put it away. Dort College gets to it. Altano from well off of the net. Her roll shot controlled by Grandview. Grandview goes to Wells again. Down the line, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Granstra. Granstra unable to put it away. Here comes Prussia. Prussia out of the middle, and Prussia puts it away for Grandview, and Grandview takes a 1-0 lead. Prussia records the kill, and for Prussia, unofficially, I keep unofficial statistics through the course of the match. That is number one for her, obviously. 1-0. Dump shot by Gasink. It's covered by Wells. Wells gets the return attack. Unable to put it away. Set comes right side back over to Granstra. Granstra with a swing. Kept alive by Grandview. This will be passed over the net by Daggett. Controlled by Dort College. Scouting to Gasink. Gasink to Granstra. Granstra for the kill. Brooke Granstra with the kill. We're tied up at 1-1. So for Granstra, she's had a pretty good championship thus far. 15 kills in the first night, 16 in the second night. Emma Altano with service. Wells has had an outstanding first couple of matches for Grandview as well. Set goes outside Wenzel. Wenzel down the line, and Wenzel with a kill. Erin Wenzel with her first kill. And Grandview leads it 2-1. 2-1 our score. Serving for Grandview is Riley Smith. Now, Riley Smith did not play in the first match. She did play last night, and she's a macro specialist for the Vikings. She's playing tonight. Low hard serve taken by the defenders. Set outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh cross-court kill. 2-2 our score. Julia Lindbergh with her first kill this afternoon, or this evening, I should say. Lose track of time through the course of this championship. Gasink with serve, controlled by Pola. Set goes to the middle. Twit unable to put it away. Moss sends it back to the middle of the floor. Jansen with a roll shot, saved by Grandview. Grandview attacking. Set goes over to Wenzel. Wenzel with a kill. So Wenzel records the kill. And the Dort College defenders trail it 3-2. 3-2 our score. Serving for Grandview will be Taylor Wells. Wells, that player we talked about during the pre-match coverage. Grandview leads at 3-2. Wells with a jump serve taken by Drake. No, it's up into the stands off of Drake and an ace serve for Wells. And that makes it 4-2. So Wells is going to be a problem in the service area. She's got 84 ace serves now. And the Grandview Vikings lead at 4-2. 4-2 our score. Short serve taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing sets it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a roll shot. Saved by the Vikings. Vikings attacking over to Wenzel. Wenzel passes it just inside the antenna. Comes back over to Moss. Moss blocked at the net, but it's down. And Twitt's unable to close the block. Point defenders. Moss records the kill, and for Haley Moss, that is her first unofficially. 4-3 our score. Dort College trailing by a point. Granstra with service. Granstra's serve taken by Smith. Roll shot saved by Gasing. Gets it over to Keel. Keel comes back over to Moss. Moss taps it over. Controlled by Grandview. Bump set to Wells. Wells from behind the spike line, and Wells with a kill. Wells is a senior. She's got all the tricks. You can tell she's got all the shots. They are not afraid to go to her from behind the spike line. They'll change the angles up quite a bit, will this Grandview team. Tina Carter. Carter, the head coach. Jump serve taken by Jansen. Jansen gets it over to Gasing. Slide to Keel. Keel cross court. Covered by Wells. Overpass. Moss bangs it down. Off of the block. Gets out of bounds. Last touch by Grandview. Point defenders. Dort College trailing 5-4. And the defenders trailing by a point. Serving for the defenders will be Summer Jansen. Jansen in the libero jersey this evening. Her floater controlled by Grandview. Set right side, Twit. Twit, overhand save by Gasing. Gets it over to Keel. Keel back over to Moss. Moss tips to the back line. Too much mustard on that one. Goes out of bounds. Point Grandview on the attack error by Moss. So Moss records charged with the attack error. Dort College trailing 6-4 in set number one. Serving for the Vikings is Rittman. Rittman will serve from the left-hand side of the service area. Rittman serve, taken by Moss, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing shoots it over to Altena. Altena with the kill. Emma Altena goes up unblocked, and you'll take those odds 99 out of 100 times. Altena records her first kill this evening, and the Dort College defenders trail it 6-5. 6-5 our score. Jill Scouten with service. Scouten serve controlled by Grandview. Grandview over to Wells. Wells roll shot, and Wells to the back line. Granstra caught looking at it. Scouten sucked up a little bit too close to the net. And Wells has her second kill of the evening. And the Dort College defenders trail it now 7-5. 7-5 our score. Floater to the back line, and it's long and out of bounds by Chrissy Daggett. Point defenders, it's 7-6. 7-6 our score. So 7-6, Dort College down a point. So a service error that time by Daggett. Serving is Drake, and Drake serves it long and out of bounds. A little bit too much adrenaline for both teams here in the early stages at least. A service error. And the Grandview Vikings have service. Autumn Wood. Autumn Wood serve, and her serve is well off of the back line. Three straight service errors by the two teams combined. Not the kind of string you want to put together. Emma Altena serving. Altena, the sophomore from Sioux Center, Fordor College. Her jump serve taken by Grandview. Daggett keeps it in play, gets it up to Wenzel. Wenzel unable to put it down. Now a joust at the net, and Granster wins out. Tied up 8-8. Brooke Granstra with another kill, her second. Two kills for Granstra, and the Dort College defenders have tied it up at 8. Dort College has not led in this one. 8-8, our score set number one. Altena down the line and just misses wide and out of bounds. Looked like it might have caught the sideline, but misses just wide. That was inches, not feet. And a point for Grandview on the service error by Altena. 9-8 our score. Serving for the Vikings will be Riley Smith. Smith served, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a tap, controlled by Grandview. Grandview, Wenzel. Wenzel, cross court, dug by Jansen, kept it alive. Lindbergh sends it back up towards the net. Here's Granstra. Granstra with the swing, dug by Pola, overhand. Wells, dug by Drake, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back over to Granstra. Granstra taps it over, controlled by Grandview. Wenzel, Wenzel, into the block, down on Dort College's side. 10-8, that is. Wenzel records the kill. Erin Wenzel with her second kill unofficially. And the Grandview Vikings have service. Dort College, Granstra. Granstra on the slide to the right for the kill. That's been the go-to play for the defenders so far this championship. They have gone to Brooke Granstra on that slide to the right where they throw it to the pin. Gasing serve. Catches the tape, rolls over. Here's Wells. Wells banks it off of the block, and Lindbergh unable to close the block. Wells with another kill, and it's 11-9. Wells with the kill, her third. That's unofficially. And the Vikings have service. Serving for the Vikings will be Taylor Wells. Wells serve, top spin serve, and another ace. She's got two ace serves, and so far she is the difference in this set. She's got three kills and a couple of service aces. Looks like an All-American candidate for Grandview. And the Vikings lead it 12-9. 12-9 our score, and hitting it squarely into the net is Wells. So Wells with a service error. It's 12-10. Both teams trying to serve extremely difficultly. Set to Wenzel. Wenzel blocked at the net by Moss and Keel, but it falls to Dort College's side. Point Grandview, and it's 13-10. 13-10 our score. Wenzel with another kill. Wenzel has gotten going early as well for Grandview. Grandview leads by three. Jump serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back over to Moss. Moss redirects it. Controlled by Grandview. Smith gets it over to Wood. Wood with a swing, and we've got a player in the net for Dort College. I believe that was Haley Moss that got tangled up in the netting. Wood with the kill. And so far it's been Grandview with the early control of this one at 14-10. 14-10 our score. Short serve taken by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Gasink. No, it's too close to the net, and Twitt puts it away. Courtney Twitt with her first kill. And the Vikings lead at 15-10. 15-10, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Dort College uses their first timeout. You're listening to the NAIA National Championship pool play number three. Dort College calls a timeout, trailing 15-10 in set number one, Grandview with the lead. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Also made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Ellie Clower with service for the Vikings as we resume play. 15-10 our score. Jansen gets it over to Gasing. Gasing slide right side. Keel blocked at the net, covered by Granstra. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the overhand save by Clower. Set comes to Wells into the net, point, Dort College. One of the few hitting errors we've seen by Grandview thus far, and Wells especially. Wells, early on with three attacks, or I should say three kills. Here's the attack by Grandview. Grandview set outside Wood. Wood with a kill. Wood had a big match last night in the win over St. Francis. And Wood follows up with a kill that time. So far, Dort College's defense just a little bit slow at the net. Wood with her second kill by my count. And it remains a five-point difference. Riley Smith. No, beg your pardon. This is Jordan Rittman with service. And Rittman's serve is in the net. Grandview with a little bit of room to work. They have been they've been content to serve aggressively, and they've given up some service errors in doing so. Jill Scouten serve. She's well off of the back line when she serves it, and now an attack error. Miscommunication that time, and Wells lets it drop to the punches it into the net. Not sure whose ball that was, but for the time being, I'm going to charge Wells with the attack. 16-13 our score. Scouten serve controlled by Wells. Up too close to the net. Keel there to push it down, and Elizabeth Keel with the kill. And the Dort College defenders have cut it down to a 16-14 difference. Timeout on the floor, charged to Grandview. Dort College down two. Both teams have now used a timeout. Today's broadcast is made possible by a grant from Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. By American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. The dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. So far, Grandview hitting for a very healthy 375 kill efficiency. Dort College not as robust, right at 304. No points on blocks thus far. That does surprise me a little bit. Wenzel has four kills for the Vikings. Granstra has three for the Defenders. We resume play and an attack out of the middle, and we've got a player in the net. I believe they're going to call Keel for being in the net. I'm going to credit Prussia with a kill, her second. Prussia, the freshman middle blocker for Grandview. Both of these teams advance on to elimination play tomorrow. It's just a matter of what match they will play. Serve controlled by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, shoots it out wide to Altena. Altena over the kill, and it's back to a two-point ball game, 17-15. Emma Altena over their second kill. 17-15, Dort College down two. Aubrey Drake with service, the freshman from, or pardon me, the sophomore from Rock Island, Illinois. Serving is Drake. Drake's floater to the back line, taken by Wells. Set goes outside Wells. Wells into the block. Did it go over the net is the question, and they say it did. The Dort College fans thinking that the ball actually didn't make it over the tape. Wells will get credit for the kill. It's 18-15. Short serve, Scouten keeps it alive. Over to Altena, and we've got a ball handling error called on Granstra. Granstra forced to set that ball. So a ball handling error charged against the Defenders, and Dort College trails by four after trimming it to two moments ago. Served by Grandview and Autumn Wood. Wood, Granstra has to bump it up. It's passed over the net by Jansen, comes back over to Wenzel. Wenzel goes up unblocked, and right now they're taking advantage of Jamie Gasink over there, the setter. A little smaller block, and the Grandview Vikings lead it 20-15, and there's a timeout on the floor. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. 20-15, our score. Grandview leading. And the Vikings, Autumn Wood with service. Autumn Wood sends it over, her floater. And a miscommunication between Drake and Scout. And Wood will get credit for the ace serve. And that's three aces already for Grandview. And that is something we have not seen much of. So far in this championship, the Dort College Defenders very consistent with their passing, but here this afternoon, or this evening, I should say, it's been a little more difficult. Granstra sends it over. Fortunately, it's a long match for the Dort College Defenders, but Grandview right now positioning themselves, though, to take set number one. Comes over to Granstra. Granstra unable to put it down. Here comes Grandview. Grandview, Wenzel. Wenzel blocked at the net partially by Gasing. She picks it out, gets it back over to Altena. Altena unable to do anything with it. Comes back right side. Wells. Wells hits it wide and out of bounds, and Dort College is back to within five at 21-16. But what Grandview has done here is they have positioned themselves that they can very easily play side-out volleyball and salt this first set away. All they have to do is stay away from long runs by the Defenders. Dort College serving with Emma Altena. Set outside, Wenzel. Wenzel with a kill, and Wenzel has just been hurting the Dort College Defenders on that outside. Wenzel with her fourth kill unofficially. And the Defenders lead it 22-16. 22-16, our score. Serving again for the Vikings will be Riley Smith, a 5'2 junior from Solon for Grandview. Grandview out of Des Moines, Iowa. Set comes right side back over to Granstra. Granstra blocked partially at the net. They reload. They dig it up, does Grandview. Now out of the middle is Twitt, and Twitt with a kill. Player from Dort College got a hand on it. And now Grandview threatening to run away and hide with this one, 23-16. Twitt with her second kill. Riley Smith has service. Taken by Granstra. Gets it over to Gasing. Tries to tip it to the back line. It was covered by Smith. Comes back to Wenzel. Wenzel through the box. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Granstra. And a ball handling error. No, we've got a back row attack called on Grandview. They say, well, the Grandview player actually broke the plane. I had thought it was going to be against Dort College, but they say that the Grandview player broke the plane, and it's Dort College with the point and service now with Gasing. Set goes to the middle. Twitt. Twitt with a kill. Courtney Twitt, spelled just how it sounds, T-W-I-T. She is a sophomore from West Des Moines. She's got back-to-back kills for the Vikings, and the Vikings now on set point at 24-17. Taylor Wells with service. Wells with a jump serve, and her serve is just off of the back line and out of bounds. Point defenders, Dort College down six, so they need six more points to extend this set. Wells with the service error. Controlled by Grandview. Grandview outside Wenzel. Wenzel with the left hand covered by Gasing. Gets it over to Granstra. Bump set comes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked at the net. Dort College reloads. Comes back over to Moss. Moss power tip. Saved by Grandview. Comes back over to Wells. Wells roll shot. Wells off speed and Wells with a kill. And there again, she's got the shots. She's got five. And the Grandview Vikings take set number one by a final score of 25-18. Back with more after this. You're listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. We return to play with Dort College breaking their huddle, Grandview breaking their huddle. Again, the score in set number one, 25-18. Grandview defeats Dort College. So comeback time for the defenders. For Grandview, they're in the catbird seat. They have yet to lose a set here at the NAI National Championship this season. These two teams played back in September in Des Moines, and that one went five. Serving for the Vikings will be Wood, so Autumn Wood with service. Wood lines it up, sends it over. Taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing sets go left side, over to Altena. Altena over the kill, and the Dort College defenders are on the board, 1-0. Emma Altena with the kill, her third. And the Dort College defenders have service. This is Emma Altena. Altena sending it over with a jump serve. Controlled by Pola. Overpass, and Granstra's there to put it down. Brooke Granstra with her fourth kill. And the defenders lead 2-0. 2-0, our score. Serving again will be Altena for the defenders. Altena with a jump serve to the back line, and it's just off of the back line and out of bounds. Service error by Altena. And it's a 2-1 score. Altena's jumps looked like it missed the back line by inches. That's on the far end. Tough to tell from our vantage point how close that actually was. It looked close from here, but might have been 4 or 6 inches. Granstra with a roll shot, and Granstra taking something off of that one. Granstra makes it a 3-1 contest. Dort College in front by two. Jamie Gasink has service for Dort College. Gasink the floater, controlled by Grandview. Grandview attacking outside when. Benson kept it alive, got it over to Gasing. Gasing back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing and the kill. Julia Lindbergh with her second kill, and Dort College taking control early here in set number two. So some in-between sets adjustments by the Dort College defenders paying early dividends at least. Gasink a floater trying to go cross-court, and that one caught some of the wind current here in the Gateway Arena. You don't feel it, but it certainly looks like those balls affected very adversely by some sort of air movement. Those knuckleball serves really do some floating and dipping. Gasink's serve is long and out of bounds, though, and Wells now serving for the Vikings. Roll shot by Lindbergh. Lindbergh into the net. It's 4-3. So an attack error by Lindbergh. Serving again will be Wells. Wells already with a couple of service aces for the Vikings. Her jump serve on the way, taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Granstra, completely unblocked. Nobody was there. They were playing for the slide. And Granstra goes up and smokes it down inside the spike line. That's her third kill of set number two, her sixth overall. Dort College leads 5-3. Granstra now serving. Floater to the back line. Taken by Grandview. Grandview attacking. Pushed over the net. Saved by Granstra. Gets it over to Gacing. Comes back right side. Moss. Moss with a power tip. Saved by Grandview. Grandview pushes it over. Dort College on the attack. Pushed over the net by Lindbergh on the miscommunication. Here comes Grandview. Attack to the middle. Twit. Blocked at the net by Lindbergh and Keel. Here comes Wenzel. Wenzel with a kill. Wenzel makes it 5-4, and for Wenzel, that is her fifth kill. And the North College defenders now set for serve receive. They get it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh off high hands, controlled by Grandview. Vikings attacking. Set goes outside through the block. Saved by Jansen. Pushed over by Keel. Keel just misses the sideline. Was there a touch at the net? There was no touch at the net. Point Grandview, and we're tied 5-5. So Keel will be officially charged with an attack error, though, for those of you worried about the statistics. Short serve. Jansen has to dive for it, and she's unable to get to it. Ellie Clower records the ace serve, and Grandview has really made that an important part of this after this evening's contest. I have that as four ace serves already for Grandview, and I might be just a shade off. We'll double check against the official scorekeeper. Passed over the net by Smith, or passed up to the net by Smith. It's tooled off the block by Wood. Wood with another kill, and Grandview right now in the midst of a 4-0 run, and they have scored six of the last seven. Wood records yet another kill. Autumn Wood with her third kill unofficially. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gacing. Shoots it out over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh off of the block. Saved by Grandview. Vikings attacking. Set goes outside Wood. Wood blocked at the net. Grandview will scramble and unable to get to it. A point off of a block for the defenders. So far, Dort College hitting for a 273 kill efficiency. Grandview at 386. Service aces. Grandview with four. Dort College has none. Dort College has four service errors. Summer Jansen with a floater, taken by Wood, controlled by, I beg your pardon, taken by Wells, a block put up by the defenders, and the Dort College defenders tied on back-to-back blocks. Dort College with a couple of points on blocks so far today. Actually, those last two, their first points off of blocks. And now a busted play in Grandview, a little out of sorts now. Dort College leading 8-7. Winner advances on and plays tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock against a foe to be determined. Dumped over and a kill for Grandview. That was Tristan Linekas. Linekas with her first kill. And Grandview ties it up at 8-8. The loser will play tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. Serve, a floater, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gacing, comes back over to Moss. Moss with a kill. It's 9-8. Dort College up by a point. 9-8. Dort College up a point. Jill Scouten has service. So Dort College with a one-point lead after losing set number one, 25-18. Grandview on serve receive. That's Pola. Comes over to middle to Prussia. Prussia blocked at the net. And the attack from the outside by Wood. Linekas from her knees making that set. And the Vikings tied up at 9-9. This is tie number four already of set number two. If you're Dort College, you do not want to fall behind 2-0 to this team. Scouten gets it over to Gacing. Gacing comes back over to Keel. Keel with a tap controlled by Grandview. Dort College puts a block up. That's Keel. It's kept alive again. Gacing of the swing. Saved by Wells. Pushed up towards the net. Pushed back over by Keel. Somebody was in the net. No call made. Here's Gacing. Gacing hits it into the tape. Jamie Gacing a little over-eager that time. Watched the two matches previous to this, and she has not made many errors, but that time Gacing a little over-eager with the dump try. So the attack error charged to Gacing. Here comes Grandview. Grandview keeping in play right now. Grandview scrambling to everything. Granstra over to Gacing. Gacing quick attack. Keel. Keel blocked at the net. Dort College reloads. Set outside. Altina. Altina blocked at the net. Scouten tries to cover. Unable to do so. Point, Grandview. Grandview leads 11-9. An odd setting in that both teams advance on in bracket play. So this one's for seeding purposes. Pass goes over to Gasing. Not even seeding purposes, really, but matchup purposes. Wells off of the block. Wells with a second chance shot. Stab saved by Scouten. Keel with a kill. Elizabeth Keel, one of three seniors in the regular rotation for the Dort College Defenders. She, Granstra, and Scouten are the seniors for this Dort College team that entered play today, 24-7. Aubrey Drake with service. Drake serves short and nearly an ace, and it will be an ace. Aubrey Drake with the first ace for the Defenders tonight, and the Dort College Defenders tied up at 11-11. Tie number five on the Drake ace, the sophomore from Rock Island. She'll size it up, and number three will send it over. Controlled by Drake. That was controlled by Grandview. Wrong Des Moines school. Beg your pardon. And a kill by Wood. Wood makes it 12-11. Autumn Wood with her fourth kill by my count. See how close I am with the official scorekeeper. Service error by Wood now. And the Dort College Defenders tied up 12-12. Wood with four kills officially. Grandview thus far with six service errors. Dort College with four. Both teams, more service errors than I've seen the last 2 days. Blocked at the net was Wenzel. Grandview reloads. Here's Wenzel again over the top of the block. Hits it on the back line for the kill. Grandview with the lead at 13-12. Wenzel been relatively quiet here in set number two. She's got six kills, two here in set number two. Grandview leads it one set to nothing, 25-18 the win in set number one. Drake gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Granstra. Granstra blocked at the net. Here comes Wenzel. Wenzel hits it long and out of bounds. No touch at the net. Point, Dort College. We're tied 13-all. So Wenzel with an attack here. Neither team has used a timeout yet in this tense battle. Seven ties already through this contest. Wells tries to pass it over, and Granster's there to push it down, and the Dort College Defenders retake the lead at 14-13 on Brooke Granstra's solo block. Serving for the Defenders will be Jamie Gasing. Gasing floater, controlled by Grandview. Vikings attacking Wells. Wells blocked at the net partially. Dort College back over to Granstra. Overhand save by Pola, controlled by Wells. Wells with a kill. The score. Another kill for Wells. If you're Dort College, she's got way too many. On the flip side, Granstra right now with six kills. And Summer Jansen goes after one that was probably angling out of bounds. And Wells with her third ace serve. Grandview leads 15-14. The difference so far for Grandview has been Wells. There's no mistake about it. Seven kills, three service aces. That's a day. Granstra gets it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh tips it over, controlled by Grandview. Vikings attacking. Twit blocked at the net. Dort College reloads as it comes back. Gasing comes back over to Moss. Moss banks it off of the block. Did it go out of bounds? Did it hit the antenna? They called it out, but I don't know that. Well, they didn't call anyone with the block, so it's 16-14, an attack error officially against Moss. And the Vikings serving. Well served. Lindbergh has to get to it. Passed over the net by Gasing. Free play here for the Vikings. And Wenzel with another kill. Wenzel with her seventh kill. And the Vikings have scored four in a row. And the Dort College Defenders may think about a timeout. And they will. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Over the buying or selling, put the team to work for you. on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. The Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955. Wells with service as we return to play, and Wells serves it long and out of bounds. Point defenders. So a service error by the Vikings. Served by Granstra as Dort College resumes play. Wells from behind the spike line blocked at the net, but they say it went out of bounds and did not catch the sideline. It's 18-15, Grandview in front. Grandview has been in control much of this match. They were in control almost the entire set number one. Short serve taken by Dort College, comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing, overpass, Moss. Moss with a kill. Haley Moss records the kill. It's 18-16. So Haley Moss records the kill on the overpass. Dort College gets the gift. Now Grandview will try to respond. Serving for the defenders will be Jansen. Jansen, knuckleball serve, controlled by the Vikings. Set goes outside, blocked at the net. Vikings reload. Comes back to Granstra. Granstra, Gasing, Gasing, Keel. Keel tips it over, saved by Grandview. Grandview pushing it over, and we've got a ball handling error called on Grandview. Point Dort College. 18-17, Dort College down a point. Summer Jansen still with service. Low hard serve taken by Wells. Comes outside Wood. Unable to put it away. Jansen there for the dig. Altena goes cross court. It's Smith and an overpass, and Keel puts it down. We're tied at 18-all. Elizabeth Keel ties it up at 18. Tie number 9 of set number 2. Short serve controlled by the Vikings. Power tip to the back line, and it's long and out of bounds, and Dort College retakes the lead on a four-point run after the attack error out of the middle by Twitt. And we've got a timeout on the floor charged to the Vikings. Back with more after this. You're listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. We'll be back with more in a moment. A long ways to go in this one. Dort College leading set to 19-18. Grandview won set one, 25-18. Dort College hitting for a 215 kill efficiency. Grandview a very robust 279 for a setting like this. Five service aces for the Vikings, one for the defenders. Here come the Vikings on the attack for the tie. Wood through the block, saved by Jansen on the dig. Set outside Altena. Altena tools it over the block for the kill. Emma Altena records the kill. She's got four by my count, two in each set, and the defenders have a two-point lead. Both teams have used one timeout. They both have one remaining. Outside set, Wood. Wood off high hand. Saved by Jansen. No. Jansen got a hand on it. Granstra gave chase. Grandview gets the point on the kill by Wood. Autumn Wood with her fifth kill. 20-19. Serving for the Vikings will be Jordan Rittman. Rittman with the flat-footed serve, and that's going to go as an ace. Not a clean pass by Granstra. We're tied at 20-all. So Rittman with an ace, and the Vikings have tied it at 20. Tie number 10 of set number 2. Granstra pass Gasing. Gasing shoots it out over to Altena. One-on-one. Dug by Pola, the libero. Back over, though. Granstra gets it to Gasing. Gasing to Moss, and we've got a double contact. That pass a little bit too close to the net, and Gasing unable to keep it, unable to square up under it. And a ball handling error charged against Jamie Gasink. Not entirely the sophomore from Sioux Center's fault, because the pass was awfully close to the net and she's just simply trying to keep it in play. Timeout on the floor, charged to Dort College. Dort College trailing 21-20. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses that include People Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. Core Values Matter, member FDIC, by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. Their number is 722-1902 to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. And by Point Publishing, for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. Grandview with a 21-20 lead in set number two. They lead in the match 1-0. Dort College needs this one. Grandview can take a stranglehold on the match with a win here. Haley Moss with a kill. She bangs it off of the block. That ends up off of the back line by a couple of feet after the block. Couple of kills for Moss. And the defenders now have service. Jill Scouten to serve. She backs up way to the end line. Taken by Pola. Here comes Grandview. Blocked at the net. Grandview reloads. That comes back to Wells. Wells off high hands. And Wells, I can't say enough, she has all the shots. She's not the highest jumper on the team by any means. You put them in a lineup and you probably say she's probably their number three weapon. Make no mistake about it, this looks like her team tonight. 22-21 our score. Jansen goes over to Gasing. Gasing to Altano. Altano with the swing and the kill. Emma Altano with the kill. And it's tied up at 22-22. Wells is not the tallest player on her team. She hits with everything she's got, though. Aubrey Drake serving with it tied up 22-22. Floater to the back line. Taken by Pola. Controlled by Grandview. Set outside Wells. Wells, another hammer shot. 23-22. Best thing Dort College can hope for here is that, well, while it's no advantage to send Wells to the service area because she's got three service aces as well. That's one of those catch-22s. Taken by Dort College. Drake comes back over to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. Dort College would love to get Brooke a little more involved. Granstra ties it up at 23-all. Tie number 13 of set number 2. That's unofficially, but I think my running score pretty accurate. Altano with the top spin serve. Ace serve. And Emma Altano gets Dort College to set point. Altano with the ace serve, and we've got a timeout on the floor, charged to the Grandview Vikings. Dort College trying to even the match up at 1-0 apiece. You're listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM, made possible by a grant from the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. By Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. And by People's Insurance, a full-service agency for versatile, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra are the agents in Sioux Center. Their phone number is 722-0101. When we break this time out, it will be Dort College serving with Emma Altana. Emma Altana, the second ace serve of the night for the Dort College defenders. And Altana is now serving to the far end. Grandview set for serve receive. Pola's given most of the back, a third of the court, the way it looks for Grandview. Altana's serve. An overpass. Gasing tries to push it down, and she does, and the Dort College defenders tied up 25-23. They tied up in terms of sets, 25-23. We now have a match. It's reduced down to a best-of-three competition. Dort College lost set 1, 25-18. Dort College wins set 2, 25-23. We'll be back with set number 3 in a moment. Welcome back to Sioux City, where we are set for the start of set number three. Dort College come from behind victory in set number two, trailing 17-14. They tied it at 18, and Emma Alton, a ace serve, swung the momentum to Dort College at 24-23, and then another tough serve by Altena put the ball up at the net on the return by Grandview. Gasink was able to push it down. Gasink gets credit for the kill, her first of the evening, and the Dort College defenders have evened this match with the Grandview Vikings at one set apiece. So for the Vikings, they've got to feel like one slipped away. For the Dort College defenders, they needed that one to make a match of it. It looked like Grandview was simply going to run away and hide with this contest. And the Dort College defenders making a match of it. So that, if you're looking for good volleyball, you want to see some good things happen. And you would love to see a match go four or five sets. There have been too many sweeps at this championship so far. A ball handling error on the Grandview Vikings. And the Dort College defenders lead 1-0. 1-0 our score. Dort College plagued with some ball handling errors early on. That's the first one by my recollection on Grandview. Set outside Wells. Wells with a kill. She just keeps swinging. 10 kills for Wells. 5 in set 1, 4 in set 2, and now she starts with another one here in set 3. Set at the end of set number two. It's been reduced now to a best of three match. You wipe the first two away, make some adjustments, and you get going with set number three. Set goes outside Wenzel, dug by Jansen, up too close to the net, and Wells puts it away. If you're Dort College, you can ill afford that. Wells is going to kill you. 3.1 kills per set, 2.4 digs. She's got 11 kills this evening. She has come to play. Brooke Granstra, the closest answer for Dort College so far with 7. Granstra on the slide. Pancake saved by the Vikings. Dort College attacking, comes back over. Comes back to Grandview. Grandview sets left side. Wenzel. Wenzel with a kill. Two to two, our score. I don't believe the score is right. I believe it should be 3-1. Scouten gets it over to Griesink. Now they get the score changed. I think the Dort College coaching staff wanted a point on that pancake save, as a couple of the, it looked like the line judges may have dropped the flag, indicating that they thought the ball was on the floor, but the R1 overruled, and that's their prerogative. They can say that the ball didn't touch the floor, and that's exactly what happened there. Grandview leads 3-2 after Dort College rallies with a point. Set goes outside to Wells. Wells off high hands, taken by Drake, pushed over the net by Gasing, controlled by the Vikings. Vikings set middle, Prussia. Prussia into the net. We're tied 3-3. Well, just when you think one team has some momentum, the other one comes through and steals it away. Gasing, short serve, taken by Wenzel, scrambling. Grandview pushed over the net, saved by Gasink, comes back right side Moss, and the set is too far out for Moss. Moss can't do anything with it. That'll go as a set error on Gasink. We don't see that very often, but Jamie's charged with a set error. It's 4-3 our score. Serving for the Vikings will be Riley Smith, a back row specialist. Riley Smith, a 5'2 junior from Solon, Iowa. Her serve just over the net, taken by Aubrey. Drake comes back over to Granstra. Granstra, change up, kill. Granstra records the kill, and for Granstra, that's number 8. Short serve controlled by the Vikings. Vikings attacking, set to the middle. Twit, covered by Gasing, gets it over to Keel. Touch pass over to Moss. Moss taps it over, controlled by the Vikings. Vikings set right side. Wells swing up a lot. Well, what it's shaping up to be, will the balance of Dort College be able to counteract the one-woman wrecking crew that Wells is right now? Wells with service, taken by Granstra, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh down the line, and Lindbergh with a kill. Julia Lindberg with the kill, and the Dort College defenders have tied it at 5. Three ties here in set number 3. Served by Jansen. She toes the line. Controlled by the Vikings. Saved by Gasing. Gets it over to Keel. She'll throw it backwards over to Altena. Altena unable to put it down. Set comes outside Wenzel. Wenzel off high hand. Saved by Gasing. Gets it over to Keel again. This time Altena. Altena with a quick arm. Blocked at the net. Set comes right side back over to Moss. Moss with a kill. No, it stayed in play. Beg your pardon. Saved by Gasink again. Gets it over to Granstra. Granstra bumps it up over to Altena. Altena down the line. Saved by Wells. Wells unable to keep it in play. Point defenders. Altena with a kill. Altena records the kill. That's her 6th by my count. We'll get the official numbers pulled up here in just a moment. Emma Altena with 6 kills. Granstra with 9. 12 for Taylor Wells. 10 for Wenzel. Wenzel with a few more than I had her tallied up for. Set outside Wenzel. Wenzel, another one, and that one's long and out of bounds. No touch at the net. Point defenders. Defenders lead 7-5. Wenzel with an attack error. Dort College leading 7-5. Serving is Jansen. Jansen floater, controlled by the Vikings. Vikings set outside Wenzel. Wenzel saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing over to Granstra. Granstra off the tape kill. So Brooke Granstra with 9 kills this evening. Beg your pardon, 10 now. So she and Wells almost offsetting each other. Wenzel the wild card so far. And Wenzel that time blocked by Moss and Keel. Point defenders. Dort College on a 5-point run. So a block put up by Keel and Moss. That is a pretty big block. You've got the 6'6 Moss, you've got the 6-foot Keel, and the Grandview Vikings want a timeout to talk things over, trailing 9-5. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. We'll be back with more in a moment. Welcome back. Dort College versus Grandview, set number 3. Tied up one set apiece. Summer Jansen has service for the defenders. After the timeout by the Vikings, Dort College, their longest run by far. So far, one arm stab by Jansen, kept it alive. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing, Altena. Altena just off of the back line. And there was a touch at the net. The touch at the net, and it took the R1 a little while to identify it. The Dort College coaching staff trying to help out and point the R1's attention to the back line judge who made the call. So the defenders leading now 10-5, and the Vikings trying to regroup. Set goes to the middle. Twit. Twit blocked at the net. Here come the Vikings again. Wells will push it over to the back corner right at the setter. Boy, she knows it all. Altena over the kill. Altena banks it off of the block. And what I mean by that for Wells, all she can do is pass it over the net. She doesn't have any other option. But she does the one thing that can take Dort College out of system. She goes at the setter, and Jamie Gasink had nothing to do. So if nothing else, Dort College had to go to their secondary setter. Now, it did work out for Dort College that time to get the point, but Wells, pretty heady play. Twit blocked at the net. Here comes Grandview again, pushed over the net, saved by Jansen, gets it over to Gasink. Gasink, Altena, roll shot, kill. Well, whatever Dort College has adjusted, it has been very effective. They've got 7 points in a row. They have pulled away from a 5-4 deficit. Beg your pardon, that's an 8-point run now for the defenders. It's 12-5. Serve taken by Smith. Set goes outside Wenzel. Wenzel off of the block. Saved by Granstra up into the net. Unable to pick it out is Keel, and that ends the run. Grandview with the point off of the busted play. 12-6 our score. Serving for the Vikings will be Ellie Clower. Clower, a 5'8 sophomore from Harlan, Iowa. That's a storied high school program. Many of these Dort players from Western and the Wolfpack, and that's a storied program as well. Set goes outside to Wood. Wood hits it wide and out of bounds. It's 13-6. Serving is Scouten for the defenders. Should be 13-6. They've got the scoreboard incorrect. R2 is checking now with the scores book. The problem with the court number 2 You've got one small scoreboard to watch. And sometimes individuals stand in front of it. I'm going to double check against the official stats what the score should be. I've got 13-6. The official stats have 13-6. Scoreboard currently has 12-7. We've got a problem at the scorer's table. They'll get it sorted out. In the meantime, I can tell you about some of the leaders for both teams. Wells has 12. Wenzel has 11 kills. For the defenders, Granstra has 10. Moss has 5. Scoreboard now stands at 13-6, and that would be in agreement with the official scorekeeper and my running score. My running score, though, I will stress, anything but official, but it's just something I like to tally along as I watch volleyball matches. Give you a sense of the momentum and the ties and how many points are scored in a row and things like that. Also try to track of players who have a hot hand. It's a pretty cryptic system, but makes sense to me. Still working things out at the scorer's table. And I believe down at the scorer's table, it's a couple of GPAC officials that I have the opportunity to see throughout the course of the year. No doubt that they'll get it correct when it's all said and done. First set went to Grandview, 25-18. Dort College won set two, 25-23. Scouting now with service for the defenders, and we're at 13-6, and I believe that's where we should be. Scouting serve is into the net, and you saw that one coming. Gets the point off the service error by Scouting. And serving now for the Vikings will be Jordan Rittman. These two teams played in September. They went five then. After watching the last 2 days, I anticipated a potential five-setter here today. Keel pushes it over the net. Here comes Grandview. Wells with the swing, and we've got a ball handling error called on the Vikings. That's Lunekas. Lunekas gets called for the ball handling error. That's the second one she's been called for here this evening. Our match approaching 1 hour old. Jump serve by Drake. Drake into the net. Point Grandview. Grandview gets a point, 14-8. So a service error by Drake. For Dort College, that is the sixth service error. Grandview has 7 service errors. Grandview has 6 service aces. That was the difference early on. Chrissy Daggett with service. Controlled by the defenders. Gasing tries to push it over. Here's the set outside to Wood. Wood with a swing. Dug by Jansen. Gasing will bump it up over to Altena. Altena with a swing and the kill. Emma Altena. 8 kills. I believe for number 2. 15-8, Dort College up 7. Set number 3, serving for the defenders will be Altena. So Altena with a hot hand, her jump serve controlled by the Vikings. Set outside Wells. Wells hits it long and out of bounds, and there was a touch at the net. Point Grandview. Another kill for Wells. Wells with 13 unofficially. I have no doubt that this one's going to be tight throughout. 15-9, our score. If I'm wrong, it won't surprise me, I guess, but just get that sense that this is going to be a tight one throughout. Autumn Wood with service, taken by Scouting, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing shoots it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh blocked at the net, but out of bounds, point defenders. Lindbergh with the kill, makes it 16-9. 16-9, Lindbergh with that kill. Gasing now serving, taken by Pola. Set right side, Wells. Wells, roll shot, covered by Moss. Too close to the net, Lindbergh bumps it over. Here comes Grandview. Wells, blocked at the net, and a kill for Wells. Wells records the kill. It's 16-10. And the Vikings have service. Serving is Riley Smith. And again, Smith did not play in the first match. She did last night, though. Granstra from behind the decoy. Dug back up and over by the defenders. Back over to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. Brooke Granstra. That first attack coming from behind the decoy, the 6'6 Haley Moss, and Moss will hide a lot. And they went to Granstra a little bit further off of the net. She didn't get it the first time, but she eventually does get the kill. Dort College leading 17-10. Wells with a roll shot over the block kill. Last 3 points scored by Grandview have come off of kills by Wells. Wells now with 14. So Wells now serving for the Vikings. Wells, a right-handed server and attacker. Here we go, taken by Granstra, gets it over to Gason, comes back over to Moss. Moss redirects it. Moss with a kill. Well, for North College, that's the best thing you can hope for, and that is to get Wells out of the service area. Haley Moss records a kill and just simply redirected that one. They threw it up high to her, and the 6'6 right side attacker was there to push it down, and now Moss with another block. I believe three players are going to get credit for blocks on that one. Moss, Keel, and Alton are all there. And the Dort College defenders lead at 19-11. 19-11, our score, set number three. You're listening to NAI Volleyball Championship action. Pool play, day number three, court number two. It's Pool H. Set number three, we're tied 1-1. Dort College leads 19-11 in set three. Back with more in a moment. 19-11. Dort College leading by 8. Summer Jansen has service. The defenders have scored back-to-back points. Wells gets it over to the setter. Comes to Wenzel. Wenzel with a swing. Dug by Dort College. Granstra gets the dig. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing sets Granstra from behind the spike line. Gasing again pushes it up to the net. Set right side over to Moss. Moss with a swing. Here comes Dort College. Keel on the joust. Pushed back. Moss keeps it in play. Gasing sets it outside. Altena. Altena for the kill. Emma Altena records another kill. She's got 9, and she has been the X factor here for Dort College here in the end of set 2 and the start of set 3. Dumped over the net, saved by Gasing, gets it over to Keel, touch pass over to Altena, Altena with another kill, 21-11. Emma Altena with her 10th kill unofficially. Taking a look at the statistics, they've got her for 11, so I'll take their word for it. Wells, they set over to Wenzel, Wenzel off speed, taken by Gasing, comes back over to Moss, Moss kill. Dort College has the momentum squarely behind them. Grandview has used both of their timeouts. Dort College leads 22-11. 22-11. Served down the line, taken by the Vikings. They'll attack. Set goes to Wenzel. Wenzel blocked at the net by Keel. Saved by Jansen. Comes outside to Altena. Altena over the swing. Dug by Grandview. Passed up towards the net. Pushed over the net. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Keel. Keel. It's dug back over as it dances on the tape. Here's Granstra from behind the spike line. Saved by Gasing on the pushbacks. Comes back over to Altena. Altena cross court. Another kill. Emma Altena with 11 kills. Beg your pardon, 12 kills. And the Dort College defender lead is 23-11. Short serve by Jansen. Saved by Grandview. Set goes to the middle. Tipped over. Controlled by Gasing. Gets it over to Keel. Back over to Moss. Moss off of the tape. Saved by Grandview. Vikings attacking Wenzel. Wenzel will pass it over the net to the back line. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it over to Altena. Why not? Altena, another kill. Gasing has identified Altena has the hot hand. She's got a baker's dozen. It's 24-11. Dort College in front. 24-11. Dort College with service. Dort College has scored 7 points in a row here, trying to close out set number three and take a 2-1 lead. Set over to Wenzel. Wenzel with a swing. Dug by Granstra. Kept it alive. Gets it over to Jansen. Comes back over to Altena. Altena off balance. Hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Grandview. 24-12. Well, Brooke Granstra there was trying to direct traffic, but Jansen and Gasink couldn't hear her saying that Jansen had the play on it. Could have possibly gotten back into system. Instead, Dort College now receiving serve. Gasing, Moss, Moss, tip, kill. Haley Moss records the game winner on a kill. She's got five, and the defenders lead 2-1 after the 25-12 win in set number three. Quite a change of events or turn of events here. Grandview dominating set number one and the early portion of set number two, and I wondered if Dort College was going to be able to salvage anything. And then they ran off 7 or 8 points in a row midway through set number two. And in set number three, Dort College pulls away from a 5-4 deficit to a 9-4 advantage, a 9-5 advantage, that is, with 6 points in a row. And the Dort College defenders eventually led 12-5 after the timeout. And the defenders go on to win set three, 25-12. We head to set number four. Dort College leads 2-1. Back with more in a moment. The Dort College defenders lead 2-1 on the Grandview Vikings. The Dort College defenders led in that set by Emma Altina. Altina now with 14 kills against 2 errors and 24 total attacks. That's a 500 kill efficiency. Brooke Granster, 11 kills, no errors, 25 attacks, a 440 kill efficiency. Haley Moss has 8 kills for Grandview. Taylor Wells has 15. Aaron Wenzel has 11. Autumn Wood has 6. Grandview Vikings serving. Dort College on the attack. Moss blocked at the net. Gasing shoots it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh into the net. Point Grandview, and Grandview, they want to get a little bit of a, they need to neutralize the momentum that Dort College got in set number 3. They get the first point, 1-0. Serving again for the Vikings will be Autumn Wood. Taken by Gasing, comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing, dug by Grandview. Grandview attacking. Here's Wells. Wells over the block, saved by Moss. Gets it over to Gasing, back over to Granstra. Granstra with a swing and the kill. Granstra attacking out of the middle. Brooke Granstra with her 12th kill. The winner of this plays tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock against the runner-up out of Pool G. Remains to be determined who that is. Here's Wells down the line, hits it wide and out of bounds. Point defenders on the attack, error by Wells. Wells hasn't made many errors this evening. She was carrying her team early on. Now, not sure if she's wearing down a little bit. Pass over the net by Wenzel goes out of bounds. And right now, Grandview looks like Dort College did in set number one. Dort College, and that was an ace serve for Granstra, by the way. I better make sure to tally that. Grandview attacking Wenzel. Wenzel blocked at the net by Moss and Keel. Point defenders. Keel and Moss with the block on Wenzel. It's 4-1, Dort College in front. Granstra still serving. Knuckleball serve taken by the Vikings. They'll throw it backside over to Wells. Wells hits it long and out of bounds. No touch at the net. Point defenders. So an attack error by Wells. Crossroads here for Grandview. They need to neutralize the momentum. Dort College has it rolling their way. Granstra serve taken by Wenzel. They'll go to Wenzel. Wenzel blocked at the net, but Keel and Moss unable to close at that time. Wenzel tools it off of the block for the kill. Wenzel with her 12th. Grandview trails 5-2. Wenzel has had a fine match. 12 kills, 5 errors, 35 swings. Jump serve taken by Jansen. Comes back over to Keel. Keel with a swing. Grandview, Wenzel. Wenzel pops it over the block. Saved by Jansen. Outside it goes Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill. Julia Lindbergh, the sophomore from Margate, Florida, with a kill for the defenders. She's got 4. And the defenders lead at 6-2. Those are my unofficial totals. Jansen down the line. Wells gets to it. Twit blocked at the net by Keel. And Altina. Dort College leads at 7-2. Well, this one turned, and it turned quickly. Grandview needs to, they need to regroup. No other way to state it. Down the line, Jansen, and a serve. When it turns sour, it has turned sour for Grandview. They need a timeout. what can go wrong has for the Vikings. And the North College defenders lead in set 4, 8-2. They lead in the match 2-1. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include American State Bank, proud to support North College and Defender Athletics. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Taking a look over on court number one, and that has an impact on who Dort College will be playing tomorrow. Lords leads Park 2-0, and they lead them in set 3, 6-4. If Lords and Deeds hangs on, they will advance into elimination bracket play along with Corbin. Park entered the tournament, or the championship, I should say, as the number one seed in Pool G. That is the number 7 overall seed. That pool entering play today, everybody was 1-1. Morningside lost to Corbin, though, so Corbin earned a spot in the 16-team bracket. Park and Lords playing right now. Midland is tied on their court. Emma Altano with a block as we resume play, and the defenders lead it 9-2. 9-2 the score. Jansen still with service. Defenders playing pretty free and easy right now. Grandview attacking, set over to Wenzel. Wenzel blocked at the net, but tools it off of a blocker, not a bounds. Point Grandview. So Wenzel with her 13th kill. And Taylor Wells serving. Now, Taylor Wells is more than capable of ripping off some difficult serves for the Grandview Vikings. And there's one. A serve, Wells. Yeah, if you're Dort College, you can't start celebrating yet. Four aces for Wells. She's the one player for Grandview, it appears to me, that can single-handedly keep her team in this match. She'll try to do it here from the service area. And she does another one. Back-to-back aces by Wells. Serve receiving for Dort College right now is Granstra and Jansen. So you've only got two serve receivers on the floor for the defenders. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasink. Shoots it over to Altana. Altana with a swing and the kill. Well, if you're Dort College, you're breathing a sigh of relief, because that was not a good rotation. You only had two players to serve receive for the defenders against Grandview's best server, and quite possibly the best server I've seen at the tournament so far in terms of aggressiveness. Overpass, Keel tries to put it away. Dort College reloads, dumped into the net by Gasink. Gasink actually into the block. It's 10-6. 10-6, so it's just a 4-point lead for the defenders. This one is not over by any stretch of the imagination. Vikings, if they start chipping away, they can get right back in it. Ellie Clower with service. Dort College leading by 4. Clower's serve. Take by Keel. Gets it over to Gasing. Back to Keel. Keel cross-court kill. Elizabeth Keel hasn't gotten many swings tonight. In fact, that is just her 15th total attack. She's got 4 kills this evening. And the defenders lead it 11-6. And we've got a new server in for the Dort College defenders. Abby Paloma, 5'5 junior from Rock Valley, with the jump floater taken by Wells. Set goes outside Wood. Wood with a swing. Dug by Paloma. Kept it in play. Jansen gets it back over to Scouten. Scouten up towards the net. Unable to get enough mustard on it. And it goes into the net. Point Grandview. 11-7. Wood with the kill. So Autumn Wood records the kill, her 6th. Dort College was up at 1 point, 9-2. Back-to-back service aces, though, by Wells helped cut the lead down to a manageable 4, and that's where we are right now as the two teams exchange points. Serving for the Vikings will be Jordan Rittman. Rittman's serve, taken by Granstra, gets it to Gasing. Gasing with a dump and the kill. Jamie's been trying to do that. Finally gets one to go. Gasink with her 1st kill. 10 total attacks. Serving is Altana. Altana down the line. And an ace serve. A lot of confidence right now for the defenders. Amazing what a point or two here and there can do. Altona now with service again for the defenders. Vikings set to receive. Here's the sophomore's serve off of the tape. Rolls over. Here comes Grandview. Grandview sets outside Wood. Wood blocked at the net. Here comes Grandview again. Wells. Wells from behind the spike line. Taken by Scouten. Gets it over to Gasing. Squares it up. Comes back over to Altona. Blocked at the net. Lindberg with it. And a joust at the net. One out by Prussia. Prussia with her third kill. It's 13-8. 13-8 our score. The defenders leading the Vikings in set number four. Vikings have service. This is Daggett serving. She's one of the two setters for the Vikings. Daggett serve taken by Drake. Gets it to Gasing. Shoots it over to Lindberg. Lindberg through the block. Saved by Grandview. And it's passed up and over and out of bounds by Wells. Point defenders. Not sure how they'll score that. Can't hardly call an attack error on Wells. She didn't have much of a play on it. Gasing has service. Gasing goes at Wells. Wells pass. Saved by Daggett. Up towards the net. And Moss puts it away. Haley Moss reaches up and swipes it out of the air. Dort College back in front by seven, matching their biggest lead of the set. Haley Moss with that attack. Prussia up at the net, and the imposing block of Granstra and Moss up at the net. And the Dort College defenders in the driver's seat, and Grandview uses another timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Here's what we know about the tournament bracket for tomorrow so far. Columbia and Doan will be playing at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning on Court 1. Dort College will be potentially playing on Court Number 2 at 9 o'clock if they win this match. If they lose, they're back here on Court Number 2 at 1:30. Montana Tech has a spot in the bracket. Their opponent is yet to be announced. Lindsey Wilson has a spot in the bracket. They're playing at 11:15. Viterbo and Westmont. That's a nice matchup tomorrow at 1:30. The other 1:30 match yet to be determined. No finalists there yet. Eastern Oregon plays at 3:45, and Biola and Hastings. That's a great Sweet 16 matchup at 3:45 tomorrow afternoon. Hastings the champion in Pool C, Biola the runner-up in Pool D. Gasink with service, taken by Grandview. Wells with a swing. Drake keeps it in play, passed over the net by Granstra to the sideline, too wide, not a bounds. Point Grandview. So Granstra, a little bit too much there. Passed it over her head, and it goes out of bounds. Vikings have service. This is Autumn Wood. Wood with 38 serves for the Vikings this year. Taken by Granstra. Gasing squares up under it. Comes back over to Lindberg. Lindberg tools it off the block for the kill. So Lindberg records the kill. Julia has five. And the defenders lead 17-9. Serving again for Dort College is Brooke Granstra. Granstra's serve controlled by the Vikings. Set goes to Wenzel. Wenzel tools it off of a block for the kill. She's been frustrated as of late by that block put up by the defenders. That time she used the block and just swiped it off the side of it. It was Haley Moss who she got it off the outside of her right hand, or her right arm, I should say. Dort College leading 17-10 and here in set four. Taken by Lindberg. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Lindberg. Lindberg through the block. Kill. Well, something, Dort College has seen something. They've changed their approach on the outside attack, and their left side attackers, Altona and Lindberg, have had a great deal of success here this evening. And an ace serve for the defenders in Summer Jansen. Jansen with the ace. Dort College leads 19-10. Grandview is out of timeouts. Jansen another serve. This one taken by Riley Smith. And the Dort College defenders get another point, and they're running away with this one at 20-10. 20-10 our score. Jansen serves down the line, and it just hooks wide and out of bounds. Point Grandview. Grandview trails 20-11. Well, for Grandview, well, again, the one player who can do it, in my opinion, is back in the service area. This one probably hinges on how many Wells can get here. Wells first serve, taken by Jansen. Nearly an overpass. Saved by Granstra on the pushback. Set goes outside Moss. Moss kill. That might do it. 21-11. Dort College leading. Moss with her seventh kill and the most potent server for Grandview. Unable to string any points together. Dort College leads 21-11. Serving is Scouten. Controlled by the Vikings. Set goes to Twitz. Stab saved by Jansen. Comes outside Altena. Altena off the block. Kill. Emma Altena, another kill. She's got 14. And the defenders, they've got this one tucked under their arm right now, and they're headed out the door. They're running away and hiding. 11-point difference here in set number four. Here comes Grandview. Twitt blocked at the net. Altena over the block. Wow. Did not anticipate this one swinging so quickly, but it has. It's 23-11. Dort College in front by a dozen. Set number one did not look like this at all. Smith gets it over to Pola. Pola to Wenzel. Wenzel over the block. Saved by Jansen. Giesing tries to push it over. Saved by Twitt. Comes back over to Wenzel. Wenzel to the back line. Kill. So Wenzel with a kill. Wenzel records her 14th. It's 23-12. Ellie Clower with service. And Clower's jump serve taken by Keel. Kept alive by Scout and comes back over to Altena. Altena through the block. Saved by Grandview. Here they come. A block put up by Giesink and Keel a little late in arriving. And the Vikings starting to chip away at this lead. It's 23-13, Dort College. Still serving is Ellie Clower. Clower with 16 ace serves. Serve, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Giesink, comes back over to Keel. Keel, change up, and a kill for Keel. Elizabeth Keel with a kill. And the Dort College defenders now serving for the set and the match and the Pool H Championship. So Dort College has service. They'll line it up. And sending it over is Paloma. Paloma pops it over the net. Short. Taken by Grandview. Set outside. And tooling it off of the block for the kill is Wood. Autumn Wood with her second kill. It's 24-14. 24-14 our score. Dort College leading in the match. 2-1. Serving for the Vikings is Jordan Rittman. Rittman with service. Her team down by 10. Rittman, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Giesink, shoots it over to Altena. Altena, roll shot. Joust at the net, covered by Scouten, gets it over to Giesink. Again, Altena. Altena, change up, kill. 25-14. Dort College goes 3-0 in pool play here at the national championship. They go 9-1 in sets. And they're 25-7 overall. Grandview falls to 31-7. Dort College will play the Rise and Shine match tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Grandview will be playing tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Here are the numbers from tonight's match. First of all, for the Grandview Vikings, 46 kills, 20 errors, 131 total attacks, a 198 kill efficiency. For the Dort College defenders, 55 kills, 10 errors, and 130 total attacks, a 346 kill efficiency. That is a robust kill efficiency for a match at this level. Dort College, a 273 kill efficiency in set number one, 243 in set two, 444 in set three, and set four was 458. Dort College, 7 service aces. Grandview had 8, and they got many of those early. 58 digs by the Vikings, 51 by the defenders. 8 blocks for the defenders, 8 points on blocks, 2 blocks for the Grandview Vikings. Individually for the Vikings, Taylor Wells with 15 kills. Aaron Wenzel with 15 kills. Autumn Wood had 9 kills. No one else with more than 3. Chrissy Daggett had 25 assists, 14 assists for Tristan Linakis, 14 digs for Taylor Wells, 14 digs for Heather Pola, 11 kills, or I should say 11 digs, for Jordan Rittman. Taylor Wells, we gave you the digs already, and nobody really with many blocks of note for the Grandview Vikings. For the Dort College Defenders, 18 kills for Emma Altena, 12 for Brooke Granstra, 10 for Haley Moss. Those three combined for 40 kills against 5 errors. And if my math is correct, pressure's on here, 79 total attacks. Julia Lindberg, not too shabby either, 8 kills, 2 errors, 23 total attacks. Elizabeth Keel, 6-1 and 16. 44 assists for Jamie Gasing. 19 digs for Summer Jansen, 12 for Jamie Gasing. 9 for Brooke Granstra. 3 block assists each for Elizabeth Keel and Haley Moss. 1 solo block for Elizabeth Keel. 2 block assists for Jamie Gasing. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coach Chad Hansen has not made his way up to the concourse yet, but we'll catch up with him in just a little bit. And in 12 short hours, we'll be back here at the Tyson Event Center, Gateway Arena, for that 9 o'clock match against a foe to be determined. And if you're Dort College now, you want Park and Lords to be playing for a long time on that court and maybe a little more fatigue. Dort College will be the champion, or is the champion, I should say, in Pool H. Let's take one more break. Hopefully Coach Chad Hansen able to make his way up at that point. You're listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR.
There are a lot.
Still no sign of Coach Hansen. We'll tread water for a little while, but then I'll close it down if he doesn't come up. So I need to get my rest, too, back here about 12 hours from now, as the Defenders will play a team to be determined. Over on court number 3, by the way, GPAC member Midland is leading Oklahoma City 8-6. They're up 2-1 as well. Can put Dort College in their bracket spot. 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Grandview slated for a 1:30 start tomorrow afternoon on court number 2. So we're back in the middle court for the Dort College Defenders tomorrow. Midland, the pool that Midland is in is Pool E. So when that one is over, you can fill in the opposition for Montana Tech and Eastern Oregon. The winner will get Montana Tech. The loser gets Eastern Oregon. That's an 11:15 or 3:45 contest. There is one tiebreaker that needs to be played out this evening. They're going to get going with that in about an hour. How do you like to do that? A single match, or a single set, I should say, with the pool involving Missouri Baptist, Jamestown, and Union. All of them are 1-2. Missouri Baptist gets a bye, if you will. Jamestown and Union play one set to 25 at 10 o'clock. The winner then advances on to play Missouri Baptist in another single set playoff at 10:30. That is Pool C. Hastings has already advanced out of Pool C. They are 3-0 in that pool. I'm guessing Coach Chad Hansen got hung up with some media members after tonight's contest. We'll take one more break, allow the coach one more opportunity to get up. Otherwise, we're going to close it down. So let's take one more break. You're listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Dort College defeats Grandview this evening. 3-1, 18-25, 25-23, 25-12, and 25-14. Just caught a glimpse of Coach Chad Hansen, and I think he is making his way up as the Dort College defenders We'll make sure this is a relatively quick one so he can get on his way. He probably got to get the women fed. And then you have to get some fluids in them as well. Get them in bed and get them ready for tomorrow morning. We'll hang loose for the moment. Midland starting to pull away from Oklahoma City. 14-9 in set four. Park leads Lords in set four. That has an impact on who Dort College will be playing. If Park wins, Dort College plays Corbin. If Park loses, I think Dort College would get Lords, but I'm not sure on all of those particulars. I do know that if Park wins, they will be the champion, and they'll be bumped into that 145 slot opposite Grandview, and Dort College would get Corbin. Coach Chad Hansen has made his way up, and he's a popular guy this evening. And, Coach, I said I was going to keep it short. You need food, you need fluids, and you need a bed, and you need to give it back up and rise and shine early tomorrow morning. But first of all, congratulations. Great match by your team, especially the last two and a half sets. And I'm not sure what you told them during one of those timeouts, but certainly made it work.
Thanks, Mike. As far as the food, rest, rehydration, all of that stuff, I'm the coach, so I can go a long, long time with the adrenaline that I'm on right now, the players for sure. And, you know, the adjustments that we made were small, and it was really an encouragement and reminder from our staff to our players that you the players, you our team, you have this ability. Get that look. Get that spring in your step. Get that competitive spirit on your face and on your shoulders and in your nonverbals. And let's go after this team. And it was such a joy to see that happen, Mike. It was tremendous. And Grandview came out to play. And I think we were, a little bit calculated. And it was great to see us get rid of the calculation and to see us just get eager and aggressive and play with great spirit and energy. What a joy.
You were down. You were competitive in set one, but I never felt like you were going to win it,
right?
I mean, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Set two kind of started the same way, and I thought, okay, are we just content to make it into the bracket of 16 and not really play for the competitive part of this? It was so good to just see your team come out and compete. Whether you win or lose, you want to go down swinging.
That's very true. And, as a coach, I'm thinking through the taxation, the physical and emotional taxation of a match that both teams are going to advance. And, the spirit and the energy, the mentality were things that in this match, us turning the switch on, I think, as Coach Brent Zomer said in our locker room, it created a really neat, strong statement that we're here to play. And for coaches that are scouting us, they can see the Dort that just is calculated, and then they have a new stat sheet and a new scouting sheet that says, what do we do here against Dort? How do we stop this against Dort? How do we score in this area against Dort? And it was a joy to see the final result, though the early part was a little struggle.
Why did Emma Altna and Julia Lindberg start having a lot of success from the outside? Can you put your finger on that at all?
I think so. I think when Jamie's in system, she's able to deliver the ball in a lot of different ways. And they were very focused on our middles. They were very focused. Haley was producing some on the right side. They know that Jamie's an active setter. So they pay attention to her when she goes and jump sets, and that just keeps the blockers uncomfortable, especially the middle. Therefore, often it was Emma taking swings against one blocker or one and a half blockers. And I'll be honest with you, Mike, there were some balls where a ball's ricocheting between their two blockers by our left sides, and we're scoring, and I'm saying, that's fantastic, because those are scenarios that you don't always plan for. And when you're swinging and it's scoring, it can often continue that way.
The one player I felt that Grandview, one player for Grandview that I thought could bring them back into the match was Wells, especially when she was serving in set number four. The last two times she was in the service area, she hurt you once, and then the next time she only got one. do you hold your breath a little bit when a player like that goes into the service area, especially because I think you got caught with just two serve receivers in that rotation as well.
Yeah, and then we pulled Haley back to help us in that third serve receive spot against Wells' jump serve. She's a great jump server. We knew it coming in, and we made some adjustments where we could, but it's funny you say hold your breath, because that's actually one skill area that we tell our passers, our defenders, not to do. When we hold our breath, we tend to actually get more tense, and that keeps us free from getting a good platform out and letting the ball ricochet off that platform. While I'm on the sidelines, I'm personally am reminding myself to keep breathing while Wells is jump serving, and I'm actually articulating to our passers, hey, just good breath here, nice and settled, and I'm trying to talk them through what's coming at them. But I don't need to do those things, but in moments, there are times where I'm probably more talking to myself than I am my passers in that Wells jump serve scenario.
Back here at Court 2 tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. I'm not going to take any more time, Coach. You need to get back and get ready, and you probably want to catch a little bit of this match in case that's one of the teams you play. But congratulations, good win. You've strung together three good matches. I said to some people, you know, the last 2 days, I thought your team played probably about as well as they have in back-to-back settings as I've seen them do it this season.
Yeah,
I think we can add a third now to that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I think so too, Mike. And to be tested like we were against a team that brings a different look, a different speed, a different power, a different height than what we've experienced the last 2 days, I was really, really pleased with how we responded. And it's exciting. The message truly for our team is let's just keep enjoying each day together and each experience. So I'm grateful for it. We're very, very blessed.
Round of 16 tomorrow. Coach, congratulations.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen, and that's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM, or once again, Dort College defeats Grandview 3-1, 18-25, 25-23, 25-12, and 25-14. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.